Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, so we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So we got a lot to talk about. We're going to give you guys the updates with the Ukraine-Russian conflict and how Russia is kind of moving a little closer to Sweden and Finland, and how that's going to start increasing some tensions. And we're going to talk about some of the latest with that. We're also going to talk about how kids with anxiety have been underdiagnosed, and now United States Preventative Services Task Force is now going to recommend that kids be screened at a younger age than we've been approaching it. We're also going to be talking about how Amazon's going to start adding a fuel charge. Things are getting expensive, and it's going to get worse. So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're also going to be talking about food allergies, where if you have a severe food allergy, you might need to be very careful with your partner and what they're going to do to you, because they can actually give you that allergen during sex. But I want to open with something just a little bit, you know, more cleaner, okay? Because we've had a lot of sex topics coming up in the news lately. Yeah, we got an Achilles tendon story, so that'll be nice, but definitely I'm not going to open with that one. But, you know, I've been in radio. Some of you have asked, why, being a doctor, would I go to radio when I could make so much more money as a doctor? And you can't. Okay, I mean, since Obamacare, you don't make that much money as a doctor. So let's get that out of the whole, you know, get that stereotype, you know, that myth that, oh yeah, doctors make so much money and all they get to do is golf. Not entirely. You know, doctors, in fact, their payments that they get from insurance companies have barely gone up in the last 20 years to match inflation and cost of living and everything else. But again, we don't do it for the money. We do it because we want to help people. But with radio, I went into radio years ago in 2009 because people were losing their jobs, people were losing their doctor, and I love to teach. I was teaching students for years, have always taught in some capacity, and this gave me a ways to teach. And it actually cost me money. I had to pay for airtime because it's expensive. In order to have a radio show and have that you know, get out there, and all the, you know, electronics that's involved and the satellite and all that, at the time when I started, yeah, I had to pay. You, nobody's just going to give you a radio show. Luckily, very quickly, it switched and I didn't have to pay. That's fantastic. And, you know, as long as radio stations make money and they have sponsors, then the show grew. I was able to go to XM Radio, then switch to iHeart, and then GCN Network took the show. I'm with GCN Network now. And people always say, well, radio, you know, radio's a dying business. No, it's not. Radio will never die. First, let me give a huge shout-out to the Talkers Heavy 100 and those of us that made the top 100 radio hosts. There are thousands of radio hosts out there, all of them deserving. I'm very honored to have made the Heavy 100 list. And, maybe it's because I could need to lose a few pounds. But honestly, it was Talkers Magazine has been fantastic. And Talkers Magazine has been kind of at the forefront of keeping radio alive. And I think radio is getting even stronger than ever. And the reason why is, look at where we've been getting our news. Look at where we've been getting a lot of our, information. Now it's just flooded. You can get it from CNN. You can get it from MSNBC. You can get it from Fox News, ONN. You can get it from Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram. I mean, people are getting their news everywhere. And the one thing that people might not have is the trust factor. So when you watch a TV show or when you watch a news source, you know, and you know that it's scripted and they're reading off a teleprompter, you might like those newscasters. You might like the broadcasters, but you know, you know it's scripted. You know somebody else is writing it. With radio, I can't speak for all shows, but it's us. My content is me. I don't hire somebody. I mean, I would like the Dr. Dahlia Show news team to just never show up to work. You know, and I would like my fact finders to put things in a nice, coherent way so I don't fumble on my words. But for the most part, what you get is me. And people want, maybe not me, but people want to trust the source. And when you see these networks, and I'm not, you know, bagging on any particular network, but when you start to see these missteps or stories not being, you know, covered or narratives changing, people lose trust. And when there is a calamity, like a tornado or a hurricane, people go to radio. They don't want to hear somebody bagging on Trump or bagging on Biden. They're like, where do we go? They might not even be able to access television, but they could hopefully access radio when the radio waves. As long as you have a battery, you can get that. You know, most signals will still be there with radio. And so I keep hearing this year after year, ever since I started radio, they go, why would you go into radio? Radio's dying. It's all about podcasts. It's all about TV. It's all about, it's huge. Trust me, podcasts are huge. Television's huge. But in terms of being a radio personality, that I don't ever see the world not wanting that, whether it's through podcasts, whether it's through TV, but they want a host they could trust. They don't want somebody who has other people do their work and then they just kind of, you know, stamp it and say, yeah, this is mine. They want to know that it's somebody who has double-checked, cross-checked, you know, won't give you BS. And like I said, I apologize for that orifice story. And I own that one. When I said men's orifices are dirtier than females' orifices, I misread the study. It was men's offices, right? Yeah, I had a goof. You know, but man, I owned up to it, and I got your trust back. And so, you know, for those of you that are thinking, oh man, you know, does it even make sense to, you know, to sign up for this streaming service or whatever? You know, we have entertainment, we have news commentary. But for those of you that want to trust that who you're getting that from, that's what radio offers. And I love it, and I am grateful, and I'm really grateful to you, GCN Network. I'm going nowhere. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so Brian says that he's been diagnosed with liver disease. Can I talk about liver disease? I'd like to know a little bit more. Call in. I'd love to talk to you about this. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you don't want to mess with the liver. And, I mean, there's a lot of organs that you have, and you definitely don't want to mess with the liver. I personally don't want to liver. I don't want to eat liver, like chicken liver, or cook it up, or, I mean, I don't. It's a very cholesterol-y, very, I don't know. I'm not a fan of, I'm a fan of having a liver, but just, I don't like to eat it. Somebody has a liver, let them have it. But one in four adults has a liver issue that they don't know about. And if you do have a liver issue, that can affect everything. It could affect most of your organs, especially the heart. Now, when you get blood work done, we usually check the liver. We used to. All right, so let's say you went to the ER, something happened to you. Everybody would get something, and this is old terminology, a CBC, an Astra, right, and a UA. We don't call the an Astra anymore. We did when I was in school. So when I tell students, don't forget to get an Astra. You know, they're like, what the hell is that? An Astra is a Chem 7. Now, a Chem 7, which looks at the seven chemicals, I would do that if I already knew somebody's liver status, because a comprehensive panel has the liver on it. Sometimes you're just checking the salt, you're checking the sugar, checking the sodium, chloride, potassium, checking their BUN and creatinine. But the comprehensive panel has a liver test on it. And I, very early on in my practice, would run, rather than just the Astra, I'd run the comprehensive panel. And I remember when I was in training asking, why don't we do the more comprehensive panel? Why are we just doing the small panel? They're like, well, what are you going to do? If the numbers are abnormal and you run that, what are you going to do? I'm going to work them up. You don't have time to work everything up. I mean, it was such a bad answer I got. And I'm like, I want to know what's going on with the body. The liver is so important that what it does is it processes the blood. And so whether it cleans out toxins, if a medicine has to be broken down, like many medications, they wouldn't make it in its actual form, the form the tissues need. The medicine won't make it. But by the time it gets to the liver may change it to a medication that can be used for the body. So if you have liver issues, your medicines might not work. Or your medications could accumulate at higher levels than it needs to. That's why we always have to kind of keep an eye on the liver. Liver makes sugar. Liver makes cholesterol. Liver has tons of functions. And so when the blood leaves, when your blood kind of leaves the stomach and intestines, it goes up through the liver, gets processed. Liver helps also make bile. Bile also carries away waste, breaks down fats, helps you break down foods. That gets then kind of injected. It gets stored in your gallbladder, and then that gets squirted into the ducts to get to your GI system. It also makes certain proteins for your blood. Cholesterol is huge. You need cholesterol. You don't need a lot of it, but you need cholesterol. And you also need to be able to dump the cholesterol. It regulates a lot of levels, helps process your hemoglobin to use for the iron, because your liver will store iron. Sometimes it can store too much with, like, hereditary hemochromatosis, but the liver does store iron that you need. If you get ammonia in your system, it could convert it to urea. It could regulate clotting factors. I mean, there's so many things it does. So when somebody says that they're diagnosed with a liver issue, all right, I want to know, well, what is it? Is your liver issue a buildup of fat? Is your liver issue alcoholic fatty liver? You've drunk so much alcohol that now, as a sign of weakness, you get this fat buildup. Is it hepatitis? Did you get a virus like hepatitis and that caused inflammation and destruction of the cells? You know what's interesting? You know, people are like, okay, what does it mean, my elevated liver enzymes, when I look at my blood test? What does that mean? You know, where do they come from? Well, if something is hurting your liver and the cells are dying, the contents of the cells then can get picked up in the blood. So hepatitis, rather than you just having a mild elevation, like maybe into the, you know, high 70s or 80s or even low hundreds, you could have levels in the thousands. And so diagnosing hepatitis is fair. We don't even, you know, before we even get the hepatitis test back, we could tell. That's why your eyes might turn a little yellow, your skin might turn jaundiced, because of the liver and the bile acids and the bile salts. So it's a very complex condition. But a lot of people don't realize that if your liver is off, it could also affect your heart. So between your fats and your sugars and the other sorts of toxicity that isn't getting addressed by the liver, all of these things cause inflammation, and then that can affect the heart. So non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is something you guys are going to be hearing about a lot. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is a liver disease that's not caused by alcohol. Alcohol does destroy the liver. You end up getting scarring. With that scarring, the liver can't function where it's scarred. And some people's blood tests might look normal. And they're like, oh, my liver's good. I drink like a fish, and my liver's good. Well, your liver levels might be kind of normal looking because you don't have a lot of active cells that can leak those numbers. So, you know, your liver enzymes not being elevated doesn't mean jack diddly squat. If you drink alcohol, that can mean you already have cirrhosis. But non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, we see a lot of people with diabetes, with high cholesterol, with obesity, and that's got to get diagnosed. That has to get assessed. So I'm wondering if that's what Brian's talking about. And what's interesting is if you do have high blood sugar, high cholesterol, high triglycerides, increased abdominal fat, not only does that hurt the liver, but it also is bad for the heart. It also puts you at risk for stroke. So if you are addressing your liver, your sugar, or your heart health, it's all going to go hand in hand. So if you want to have a healthy liver, one is don't stress the liver. Don't drink a lot of alcohol. I know everyone's like, well, how much alcohol is too much? It depends. If your liver doesn't like a half a bottle of wine, it's not going to like it. If your liver doesn't want one glass of wine, it's not going to like it. If your liver isn't going to like all the sugar you're eating or the fat you're eating. Now, liver likes to be hydrated. I know some of you are like, well, I'm going to do a cleanse. I'm going to starve myself and then only eat lemon juice. I don't know a lot of GI doctors that recommend that. What they do recommend is eating healthy, drinking plenty of water. Not too much. We don't want you getting, you know, hyponatremic, but, you know, make sure you're hydrating. At least 3 liters for men, 2 liters for women a day. More if you live in a hotter, drier climate. And eat well. Don't be giving your liver, you know, all these preservatives and artificial sweeteners and food colorings. Eat some natural food. Get some salad. Wash off the pesticides, of course. Organic's even better. But, you know, eat fresh food. And then when you do get some blood work done, make sure they include the liver. It's called a comprehensive panel. There's also a liver function panel. But the comprehensive panel has a whole bunch of stuff on it. Calcium, the Chem7, the Astra I told you guys about. So I like the comprehensive panel. If something comes up a little funny, we're going to ultrasound the liver. Going to take a look at the gallbladder. See if you have gallstones. Take a look at the ducts. See if it's swollen at all. If we're concerned, there's other tests we could do with the liver. But, yeah, do not blow off the liver. Best diet includes vegetables, fiber-rich, whole grains. Mediterranean diet is nice. Avoiding alcohol. And then, of course, medications. Many of you guys are popping acetaminophen or Tylenol like it's candy. You're also popping ibuprofen, naproxen, anti-inflammatories, or even pain pills. That stuff can hurt the liver. Cholesterol medication, we watch the liver, but keep in mind, high cholesterol could also hurt the liver, so it's a fine balance between that. Your doctor will oversee that, medical provider will. 1-877, Dr. Lane.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Billionaire Elon Musk offered to buy Twitter for $54.20 a share in cash. That equates to roughly $43 billion, according to documents filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission.
I mean, I think this is basically going to put Twitter back against the wall. They're going to either have to accept it through a strategic process, but you know, there's really no way that Twitter, in my opinion, could reject this.
Daniel Ives with Wedbush Securities on CNBC Thursday morning. Frank James, the man arrested on suspicion of shooting 10 people on a train headed to a Brooklyn subway station Tuesday morning, will make his initial court appearance this morning. James was named as the suspect after the gun found at the scene was purchased by him in 2011. Also, a credit card that was used to rent the U-Haul was found at the subway scene. USA Radio News. As the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation comes under criticism for its purchase of a $5.8 million Los Angeles mansion as a safe place for BLM members, co-founder Patrice Cullors blasted standard financial disclosure forms as triggering and unsafe. By law, charitable organizations are required to release their 990 forms to the public upon request. Negotiations have results between Mexico and Texas.
Texas is ending enhanced tractor-trailer inspections at one Mexican border station. Republican Governor Greg Abbott announcing an agreement with Nuevo León Governor Samuel García.
Since Nuevo León has increased its security on its side of the border, the Texas Department of Public Safety can return to its previous practice of random searches of vehicles.
García says law enforcement is planning to continuously patrol its border with Texas to find any drug and human smugglers. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Mal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, you guys are not going to be happy with this one. And again, don't kill the messenger. I just, again, give you guys the news. After I give you the news, I'll give you guys my opinion, all right? But we are being told that there are now two little baby variants from baby Omicron, who is the baby variant of Omicron, which means we got grandbabies from Omicron. And we got these grandbaby variants now. They're not going to call them grandbabies. They're just calling them sub variants. Basically, they are grandbabies from Grandpa Omicron that hit us New Year's. And that, boy, did it smack us upside the butt both ways on that one. All right, so New York health officials, especially in New York City, has found two new subvariants of the Omicron stealth variant. Again, I don't like calling it stealth. I mean, it's pretty obvious. So we had Omicron that hit us Christmas, New Year's time, right? Then we had, which was the BA.1 or BA.1. Then we had the stealth one that was starting to grow. In my neck of the woods, it's already about 70-80% of the COVID cases. Not causing a huge wave, but yeah, we have a bump up of cases. That's the BA.2 that I call baby Omicron, okay? I don't like to call it stealth. I'm trying to make it out sound all cool. I don't like that. Okay, so that's baby Omicron. Now we have BA.2.12 and BA.2.121. Those are the two baby variants of baby Omicron, hence grandbabies. The strains make the BA.2 subvariant makes up 80% of cases in the state. They have a typo here. So, as we're watching this, experts are kind of saying, yeah, it might be too early to, you know, start rolling restrictions back. Now we have new variants. Let me just, you know, refresh everybody and kind of, you know, remind everybody. We are watching this Omicron like, oh my God, now there's a new variant. Oh no, this is just what viruses do. What viruses have been doing this whole time. Remember Delta Plus? Everyone's like, oh no, Delta Plus. You know, like a plus size tampon. Oh no. No, Delta Plus, did Delta Plus do that much? I mean, maybe it could have killed some people, but it didn't really make the headlines. Viruses make strains. I know this not because I'm a fortune teller, but every year we deal with a new flu strain. We are always dealing with, you know, certain variants or, you know, genetic makeups of viruses. I mean, the bacteria that, you know, is causing your, I don't know, ear infection today probably has had some changes since it existed in the 1800s. Things change. That happens. And as this virus continues and persists, as long as it's allowed to live and it finds hosts and outsmarts us, it's going to make variants. The problem is how the public health officials decide to go about it. You know, there's been a lot of debate on if our immunity suffered hiding, masking, keeping our head underground like ostriches, and then when we finally came up after about 2 years, what happens when we finally got our head out of the sand? The second my head got out of the sand, I got smacked with Omicron. And I was vaccinated. I had been doing the mask thing. When I'm with patients, I wear the mask thing. That Omicron, that hit me. Now, thank God I wasn't hospitalized, but man, I was scared. And that was with vaccines, with all those protections. But it was my first cold in 2 years. It was my first infection in 2 years. I'm not saying everybody needs to be getting sick every 6 months. But what if this is God's way or nature's way of protecting us humans by giving us these milder variants so we build a stronger immunity? What our vaccines do is give us a very nice immunity, a kind of a footprint, you know, for us to make antibodies, but it's of the old wild type. It's of the virus that first circulated in 2019, COVID-19. Our virus has changed multiple times. So until we change that vaccine, we're only going to notice this, well, you know what, it starts to wane, the immunity wanes. So of course the immunity wanes. We have new variants, and it's an older vaccine. So what we need to do is make sure that whatever that old vaccine doesn't provide, our immunity learns the new variants and the variability of these new viruses. Now, I don't want anybody getting this virus on purpose. In fact, we're going to be talking about the lack of smell. They're saying the lack of smell and taste is not the virus living in us, but chronic inflammation. Where's the chronic inflammation coming from? What's the source? I don't want chronic inflammation. Chronic inflammation leads to dementia, leads to heart disease. I don't want this virus anywhere near my body. But the problem is it's here to stay. It's coming back. It's making babies. It's making grandbaby variants. And so we're sadly going to be, you know, exposed. And it'll really take those of us to evolve and be able to overcome the variants that come our way without putting us in the hospital and dying. And without having long-term effects such as myocarditis, fertility issues, or other things that could possibly hurt us. So evolutionary-wise, we are right now going through nature a huge test. And it's a big one. And it's not very simple because we have, you know, it's simple when you only have, you know, a fixed issue. This is variable. So here we are trying to evolve, and here we are trying to survive, and we keep getting hit with more and more variables. And the people that get through this, the people that have the right combo of immunity, are going to be the ones that are going to be able to propagate and outlive this. And I get there's debate. Some of you are like, don't put the artificial immunity in because your natural immunity can't work. I disagree. I think the artificial immunity from vaccines still help. And again, because in order for you to be able to learn the variants, you got to still be alive and out of the hospital. So if that vaccine keeps us out of the hospital long enough for us to still be able to fight off and learn these new variants, I think the combo, the hybrid immunity, will be best. Now, again, I could be wrong. Somebody could a year from now say, Dahlia, these vaccines did wrong. Or they, you know, and or somebody could say, we should have had 20 vaccines. The problem is we really have vaccine fatigue. People don't want to put anything more in their body. You're seeing more and more people going, look, I'm not anti-vaccine. I love vaccine, but I really don't want to stick anything more in my body. COVID keeps coming. And so the next big debate is if you had Omicron in January, and you're now getting baby Omicron or grandbaby Omicrons, is that enough of a vaccine boost? Is that enough of a booster? Or do you need to get the old wild-type vaccine again? I think the debate could be, you know, resolved a hell of a lot easier if we have the newer formulated vaccine that manages some of these common spike proteins. If you do that, and you give it to us maybe yearly or every 6 months, I think then as COVID comes, we just deal with it as we need to. Those who are really fearful or immunosuppressed, they could get some extra boosters. Don't mandate it. Don't force it. Don't. Once you got into the mandate, everyone's like, oh, there was all this misinformation. People were quite scared because they were having some side effects. It wasn't misinformation. It's just there was a lot of pressure to get this. So let's get a newer vaccine, and let's realize we got baby and grandbaby Omicron coming our way. 1-877-DR-BELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This story is sponsored by Biologic Design. For the first time, an antibody designed using artificial intelligence will enter human trials in cancer patients, leading the way for new, smarter drugs. Invented by Biologic Design, the new antibody known as AU007 is the first in a series of smart therapeutics powered by AI that has already shown complete tumor elimination in preclinical studies. Yanai Ofran, Biologic Design's founder and CEO.
Biologic Design's platform uses AI to mimic the way in which the immune system designs antibodies. It allows us to turn human antibodies into smart nanorobots. In essence, we are creating an entirely different kind of drug that has new capabilities. It's a smart antibody that adjusts its activity to what the patient needs at every point in time. Such drugs will be more efficacious and safer.
Biologic Design's novel approach was developed over the last 10 years, ushering in a new era of computationally designed smart drugs. To learn more, visit www.biologic.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we do have some breaking news here. Governor Ron DeSantis has now signed a law. We are being told, I haven't been able to read the law, but it has signed a law against abortions, banning abortions after 15 weeks. So this would be within the second trimester, 3 weeks into the second trimester. And this occurred today, and it takes effect July 1. It does contain exceptions if the abortion is necessary to save a mother's life, to prevent serious injury, or if the fetus has a fatal abnormality. It does not appear to have exceptions for rape, incest, and human trafficking. Now, under current law, Florida allows abortions up to 24 weeks, so up into the third trimester. DeSantis says this will represent the most significant protections for life that have been enacted in the state in a generation. So, yeah, this is going to be pretty controversial, and like I said, I see both sides. He says, we are here today to protect life. We are here to defend those who can't defend themselves. He says in a statement of our values that every life is important. And there were many people who had, you know, the audience had signs saying choose life, protect life. And Republican Florida State Senator Kelly Stargell sponsored the bill, said these are babies. It's an individual inside the woman that has separate DNA, a separate body, a separate person. She says, and the question we're asking ourselves is when does that baby in the womb have the same rights as a mother that's carrying it with the right to be able to live and thrive and grow? You know, I'm torn. I mean, you know, when you're a physician and you see that heartbeat, you know, and then you see the baby develop and you see the, I mean, for me, I can't speak for all doctors, but it's impossible to think that that baby's not its own life. It's, however, having had a family member who was gang raped, you know, and sadly got pregnant and years ago, this was like decades ago, and underwent an abortion. I see why women want to have that choice where if they got raped, they're able to, not have to go through the risk of a pregnancy, go through the choice of having a baby, bringing, you know, and then having to abandon the baby. And, I had hoped, I think we all had hoped, that something like that would only be a handful of cases where we would have laws protecting women from rape. We would have, birth control, easy access birth control to those who are having, sex and spontaneous, sexual trysts and, you know, end up getting pregnant. I would hope that we would have a system right now in 2022 where unwanted pregnancies were rare. But that's not the case. The issue seems to be in the media, pro-abortion, anti-abortion, pro-life, pro-choice, Roe v. Wade. The real issue at hand is why do we have so many unwanted pregnancies? I mean, 15 weeks. You know, that's already well into second trimester. Many states have laws that if you are going to abort, it has to be done within the first trimester. So some people might look at this as he's allowing the abortions now to go into second trimester. And others may say that's not enough. Has to go at least until 24 weeks. It's confusing, I think, for a lot of people. I mean, it's definitely confusing for those of us in medicine, because our job is to protect the mom and the fetus. When we have a pregnant mom, we have two patients. That mom has to be on vitamins. That mom has to get vaccinated. That mom, we test the baby. We do everything possible to make sure that that mom gets through the pregnancy healthy and that fetus does. In fact, there are laws in states where if the fetus, the baby, is born and anything goes wrong, that baby can sue the obstetrician up until age 18. I mean, the fetal life is paramount when we take care of a pregnant woman. And so where it gets a little confusing is if in all other aspects we're looking at the fetus as a entity, a human entity that we have to care for and protect with COVID vaccines and all the other stuff that we're doing, you know, vitamins and prenatal care, then, you know, is it still considered a life, you know, when a mom is pregnant? So this bill that DeSantis signed is obviously going to be, you know, pretty controversial. Multiple states now are signing bills. You know, Roe v. Wade prevented a state from excluding abortion completely. But states do have the power of making guidelines on, can you abort right before the baby's born? Can you abort, you know, third trimester? So Mississippi has now brought arguments up to the Supreme Court. Multiple states now are looking for some guidance from the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court, I believe, is going to make a decision in June. I don't see the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. I really don't see that, because I think they're going to think that this world is going to have, you know, an absolute, like, civil war. But the, like I said, the confusion is when do we protect the fetus? Whose job is it to protect the fetus? If we're protecting the fetus by having mom take prenatals, because we're protecting her and the fetus, but specifically the fetus, because we've got to make sure mom takes folic acid so the baby doesn't have neural tube defects and develops poorly neurologically. If we're making sure we have, you know, prenatal care, we're, you know, are we not considering, is it when mom doesn't want the child? And I really hope whatever happens with any of this, you know, whether Roe v. Wade stays or overturns, what I really hope comes out of any of this is we really identify why we have hundreds of thousands of people having unwanted pregnancies. I don't think we have that many incest cases. Which means if it's rape, we have a huge crime problem. And we need to get law enforcement up, you know, and come up with better ways, figure out ways where women can arm themselves, protect themselves, you know, to prevent it, obviously. And then also, you know, for those that want access to birth control should get it. Under Obamacare, birth control is supposed to be free. Why aren't women getting birth control? We are funding Planned Parenthood, millions, maybe billions of dollars. Planned Parenthood provides birth control and access to women. Why then do we have so many then unwanted pregnancies? So that's, you know, like I said, if this was just a handful being done a year, you wouldn't have all these laws getting signed and, you know, all this debate on Roe v. Wade. But when you start to see the hundreds of thousands, and then, you know, it starts to make us wonder, what are we missing here? So, we'll see what happens with that. They say if Roe is overturned, 26 states will ban or severely restrict abortion, they believe. 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.